This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis Sif Tes. We're learning about tanning the hides for tefillin. We learned in Sif Ches that it has to be Me'ubad L'shmai, Mitchilas Ho'ibad. Not only that, it has to be L'shem Tefillin or Sefer Torah. But mezuzah, which is lesser than tefillin, if you're mechavin l'shma, but not for the proper kedusha, it is pasul. Sivtes im ibdoi eini yehudi. What if a guy tans it? So of course it's not good. A guy can't do l'shma. But l'harambam, according to the Rambam, pasul afilu amar lo yisrael la'abed l'shma. Even if the Jew tells him, do it l'shma, do it for the sake of tefillin, the Rambam says it's pasul. Ula harash kosher. According to the Rashi, it's kosher im Yisrael oimed al gabay v'siyay, if the Yisrael is standing upon him and he assists him. Says the Rama, he assists him k'tsas b'ibuda, a little bit with the tanning, v'chei noyagin, and that is the custom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivkatan chavches. The svira leila harambam, the Rambam holds, the akum oisa adaita denafsha. Even though you tell the guy, okay, have this in mind, the guy is acting on his own behalf. He has his own agenda. So even though the guy says, yeah, l'shma. Ein pivli b'sham b'zeh. He's not sincere about his commitment. He's not sincere about doing it l'shma. So again, if a guy tans it and the Jew says, do it l'shma, according to the Rambam, it's possible because the guy, we assume, is doing it for himself. Aval harosh svirale. The rush, however, holds. The kivan shu oimer al gabay. Since the Jew is standing upon him, b'tchila, in the beginning, be'esha meisim ha'oris l'taych, I said, when you're putting the hides into the lime, v'oimer la, and he says, she'yit ne'imoz l'taych, l'shma, put it in l'shma. V'loi bo'inan ha'kavana shal akum azah. We don't need the kavana, rak be'es reginus in asl sid, we only need his kavana for a moment. For a one split second of thought, then the guy will cooperate. You put it in for that reason. Says the Chazonish, quoted by Dershu in footnote 49, Chazonish in Archem Simvav Subkaton Yod, that the machshava of the lishma of the guy is meaningless. But since it's recognizable in the first pe'ula that the guy is doing, that he's doing it because the Jew told him. The Jew said, put it in the lime l'shma. And the guy's putting it in the lime. So the act of the guy is ascribed to the Jew as if the guy is doing it as a shliach, and the l'shma of the Yisrael works. I can't say that I would have thought that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant. I would have thought the Mishnah Berurah meant that in general, if you tell a guy to have kavana l'shma, he's not going to listen. He's going to have his own. But since all is needed is to have kavana for that split second, so that amount of cooperation we could assume the guy would have. Now, I'm not saying that I would understand why a kavana of a guy helps. I'm just saying that's the simple mashmais of the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazonish doesn't learn that way because the Chazonish feels that the kavana of a guy, even if it's the right kavana, has no bearing, has no significance. So he has to learn it's not the kavana of the guy that's operative, it's that the act of the guy is recognizable, he's doing it for the Jew, so it's ascribed to the Jew, so we could use the Jew's kavana lishma. Now, avalim ha'yisrael ha'imir agav echishe b'libay levad lishma. But if the Jew who's standing upon him is thinking in his heart, l'shma, and he doesn't tell the guy to think l'shma, loy mahani, it doesn't work. V'afilu oimer loy b'feirosh, even if he says so explicitly. Kol sha'oimed me'rachayk, if he's standing from a distance, ein melamdo, and he's not teaching him, loy mahani afilu l'arash, it doesn't work, even according to the Rosh. I don't think this is mashma like the Chazonish. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah is saying If the Jew is thinking Lishmai, it doesn't work at all. He has to tell the guy to do it Lishmai. This question is, according to Chazon Ish, why would you have to tell the guy to do it Lishma? Why can't you just tell him to do the act? You say, I need you to put this in, so you're acting as my shliach, and I'm being mechavin Lishma. Why do we need the guy to have Lishma? It seems like it's required that you instruct the guy that his kavana has to be, that the guy has to put it in Lishma. Now the Rama adds a few words over here. It's not just, according to the Rush, it's kosher if the Yisrael's Oymed al Gabay and he assists. The Rama adds, he assists a little bit in the tanning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu lo'im lo'isiyo rak b'soif ha'ibod. Even if he only helps in the end. V'afilu gamzeh siyo lo'he rak b'shutfas ima'akam. And even if the help means that I'm doing it with you, kosher. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, v'chozeh le'mitzvah ba'alma. The requirement that the Jew has to help, that's only a mitzvah. B'di'evet la'rosh kosher afilu lo'isiyo klal. Because b'di'evet, according to Rashi, even if you didn't help him at all, it's effective. By the way, the Shaar Tzion points out that the Pana Me'irois holds that, according to the Rashi, if you don't help him, it's not effective. But nevertheless, most Paiskim hold you don't, helping him is not ma'akev. The Akam Adaiti di Yisrael Hamitzavehu Lasus Lishma Avad. The guy is doing it with the das of the Jew who's telling him to do it Lishma. By the way, the Shaar Tzion says not to rely on the Shita of the Rush, because in a place where you have tanners that are Jews, you should give it to a Jew, because Tosfos in holds like the Rambam. Since Tosfos holds like the Rambam, we want to be Choshesh for the Shita of the Rambam, and it's not going to help even if you are Messiah Tzas. Okay, we'll hold over here today. We'll pick it up tomorrow in Sif, the end of the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Sif Tes. Wishing you a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.